We're glad to have you here. Praise God. We're glad to have you in the house of the Lord. We've fallen in love with you. We really, truly love you. You're wonderful people. We're your wonderful people. And I really like people. Really like young people. Really like this young man here. I believe he's going the right direction for Jesus. Just keep it going for Jesus. I didn't mean to embarrass you, but hang in there. Go. Amen. Go for Jesus. Stand for him. Amen. And don't be afraid to tell others where you stand. Amen. It'll be all right. Now, I've kind of got over my nervousness so I can get down to business. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. When I was just a young Christian, I had another young Christian friend. We worked for the same company. We went to different churches, but we always had our lunch together. And I said to him one day, I said, God is good. And he thought for a minute and he said, there's good, there's better, and there's best. He said, God is best. Amen. Amen. God is best. He is the best. God's been blessing us in these services. And this isn't over yet today. He's not through blessing you yet. Praise the Lord. We will have a time of prayer at the conclusion of the message this morning. Give you an opportunity to reach out and touch the Lord again. And I'm praying that you'll leave here with something in addition to what you had when you came. Praise God. Just add to what you got. Amen. God is truly good. He's better, and He is the best. If you want to turn with me in the Scripture to 1 Peter chapter 5, a couple verses of Scripture for the message this morning. The message I want to share with you this morning, I've entitled this, Give It to Jesus. Talking about your burden, your trouble, your problem. Your discouragement, give it to Jesus. 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Give it to Jesus. Father, as we come into Your presence again this morning for the ministry of the Word, Lord, You've blessed us through the worship portion of the service. Now, Lord, bless us through the ministry of the Word. Touch our hearts. Speak to our minds. Capture us today, Lord, with Your message that You've designed for us. Lord, let Your anointing fall upon Your people today. Don't let anyone leave this sanctuary without experiencing Your anointing upon their lives again this morning. Lord, and anoint this Thy servant. I depend on Your anointing, Lord, for the ministry of the Word. Oh God, and grant it to be so that we might know that we have been anointed and blessed and touched by the Spirit of God, and we'll praise You for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, all of us should be ready to preach this message today. Now, if I can't preach it, some of you can do it. Oh, you don't want to do that. But I want you to preach with me. It's not a one-man show. Amen. It's not a one-man show. And it makes a whole lot of difference when I'm preaching. It makes a whole lot of difference with me when you're preaching with me. You don't have to be saying anything, but let your spirit preach it. Hallelujah. You know, in the early church, they all thought they were preachers, and the Lord thought that was all right. Why not today? Okay, give it to Jesus. Oftentimes in life, we find ourselves struggling under a load that is much too heavy for us to carry. Yet we may feel that to acknowledge this fact, would be to accept defeat. For this very reason, God has given us a solution for such a dilemma. And if you're carrying something that is heavy, I want to encourage you today to be captured by this message from the beginning. For His Word will pierce to the depths of your spirit and soul and joints and marrow and will minister to you this morning. So God has given us a solution for such a dilemma. These struggles may be physical, material, relational, emotional, mental, spiritual, or if there's any other area, whatever area those burdens and those heavy loads may be. No one is exempt regardless of age, gender, or status. No one is exempt. Children are not exempt. Young people are not exempt. Families aren't exempt. Mothers aren't exempt. Fathers aren't exempt. Grandparents aren't exempt. And folks as old as me aren't exempt. Hallelujah. No one is exempt to these burdens that come to us as human beings. And sometimes from our enemies. Now the God who has created us and knows our need has designed a simple two-step solution. And I want you to catch these. Step number one is found in verse number 6. Surrender it to God. If you've been carrying a heavy burden, it's got too heavy for you to carry, surrender it to Him. Because He invites us to cast it all upon Him. Now, step number 1 and verse number 6, surrender to God. Not to the world, because the world does not have our answer. Not to the flesh. You've already tried that. And not to the devil. The world, the flesh, and the devil does not have man's answer to his burdens and problems. But there is someone that does. Don't surrender it to these, but under the mighty hand of God. Give it to God. He wants it. He's the only one that has asked for it. And they ask us to cast all your care upon me, for I care for you. It is normal for us to try to work everything out on our own. But we find that there are some things bigger than we can lift. Some things more difficult than we can carry. Some things more harder than we can solve. And we need some help beyond ourselves. The Lord is available with all that He has to take our burden and to carry them on His heart and on His shoulders. But under the mighty hand of God, surrender it. Surrender your mind to God. Admit to Him that you need help with your burden. He's in the helping business. Hallelujah. No others want your burdens, but Jesus personally requested them. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Step number 2 in God's solution is found in verse number 7 of our text. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. One of the first things that we learn to do in life when we're a little bitty child is to throw something. Remember them kids? It's to throw something. Jesus said, throw it to me. Cast it on me. Throw it away from yourself. Cast it to me. Let's play catch. Throw it my way. I'm your partner. I'm in your game. I'm on your team. Throw it to me. Hallelujah. Throw it to me out of your hand. Let it go. Separate yourself from it. Jesus will catch it. He will handle it. Your burden will be O-U-T out on a fly ball in the hands of the catcher. He never misses. Hallelujah. When you throw your burden to Him, that's what we have to do. We've done everything that we can to resolve it. We've worked on it. We've prayed about it. We've cried. We've prayed. We've done everything that was suggested to us, and it's still there. Jesus said, throw it to me. Throw it here to me. Throw it to me. I want it. I want what you got there that you're struggling with, and I will catch it, and I know how to handle it. Now, when He catches it, He can handle it. If it's grievous to bear, He will carry it. Isaiah 55, verse number 4. Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He can handle it. It won't get Him down. He can handle it. He wants it. So if it's grievous to bear, He will carry it. If it's sick, He will heal it. Isaiah 53, 5. With His stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. He's still in the healing business. Jesus is still healing through prayer. He's still touching sick bodies. He's the one that can heal anything, whatever it is, including cancer. He is the great physician. If it's broke, He will fix it. Isaiah 61, 1. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. He is good at fixing what is broken. When we throw it to Him, toss it to Him, give it to Him. If everything seems to be bad, He will bring you something good. Isaiah 61, 1. The Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Now, if it's in bondage, He will make it free. Isaiah 61 and verse 1, to proclaim liberty to the captive. He knows how to open the prison and let us out. Hallelujah. He did it for Paul and Silas. You know, Paul and Silas was having church. The Lord likes that. Amen. And I can see the Lord looking down and say, hey, a couple of my boys is having church there tonight at midnight. I think I'll go to church. Hallelujah. So He reached down and He grabbed the top of that old jail and said, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Praise God the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know, anytime we go to church, Jesus goes to church. Hallelujah. 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 He goes to church and has church with us. And He knows how to handle what is there. Now, if it's in distress, He will give comfort. Isaiah 61 and verse 2. To comfort all that mourn. He is the comforter. He knows how to comfort us when we are troubled. Hallelujah. If it's in heaviness, He will replace it with praise. Isaiah 61, 3. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, I'll tell you, makes a difference when sorrow and heartache goes away, and when joy floods our soul. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. If it seems that all the adversity is trying to literally pull up your roots, He will reestablish your planting. Isaiah 61 and 3, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. Hallelujah. Psalms 1 and 3. And He shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that brought forth His fruit in His season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever He doeth shall prosper. I'll tell you, He's put plenty of stuff in His Word for us to read. Promise after promise to us. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. I'm not much of a singer, but I've got a song in my heart, and I think that's a good one. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line, I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Bring it to Jesus. He wants to carry your burden. Hallelujah. I want to share with you a personal illustration this morning. Family thing. Some of the greatest burdens we carry are family things. How many of you have been praying for your family members for a long time? See there? I want to tell you about some of my family. I want to tell you about Ashley, great-granddaughter. Wonderful little girl who loves Jesus. Her mother and dad split up when she was 2 months old. She had an older brother that's several years older than her. She loved her family. Her mother then went to Florida from Washington, and they spent 4 years down there while she was training for medical work. The kids growed up some, and they come back, and Ashley was 4 years old. She hadn't had a dad around, because her dad left when she was 2 months old. But she loved her dad. She loved her mom. She loved her mother. So when I got back and all of them was there in Wichita and they were fussing, you know how those family situations are. She was really troubled. She was about 6 years old at this time. She had a slow start in learning, so she didn't write too well, but boy, she kept working at it, and she really has a pretty hand now that she can write, and she loved to draw. She was concerned about her family. She was about 6 years old. Well, didn't think kids that young would have such thoughts. Yes, they do. None are exempt. I just want to give you a real picture of the burden that she carried. And so they was fussing. The mom and the dad were fussing, even though they were split and divorced. They couldn't get close to each other without fussing and fighting. And she really loved her brother and her mother. And didn't know her dad that well, but she loved him too. And we had her with us a lot in our home. And you know what? We took her to church. And she met Jesus. That little girl knew Jesus. And she trusted Him. And each time we would come to the table to eat, we would have prayer over our meal. And she would say, "Pray for my mom, my dad, and my brother." We didn't mention it, she did. And she was so troubled. And so they had a flare up, and her brother decided to go and live with her dad. And they had been together all their life. This little girl had a big burden, a big problem. I came into the house, and she had a little notebook that Grandma got for her, made sure that she had plenty of paper and plenty of pencils to work with because she loved to draw and she loved to write. And at that time, she was trying to learn to really write. And she said, "Pup, how do you spell Jesus?" So I spelled it for her, one letter at a time. J-E-S-U-S. And then she said, How do you spell help? I spelled it to her one letter at a time. H-E-L-P. She didn't ask me how to spell anything else because she could handle what else she wanted to put in what she was writing. And so I went on about my business, and when her mom picked her up that evening, she left her book laying there on the table, open, where she was writing. And I noticed it, and I looked. And her note said, "Jesus, help my mom, my dad, my Brandon," was her brother. She's left it laying there. Then her mom picked her up and took her home, and she forgot her stuff. And so I didn't ask for permission, but I took that and made me a copy of it. This is my copy that I made, because I knew that I'd want to share that with others. "Jesus, help my mom, my dad, my Brandon." Pretty simple, isn't it? You know what she done? She gave it to Jesus. She went with her grandma. We were her great-grandparents. She went with her grandma that weekend. She spent a lot of weekends with her grandma. The family was fragmented, so she spent a lot of time with her and a lot of time with us. She came back after the weekend, and then we went to have a meal, you know, at our home. And she would always ask us, "Pray for my mom, my dad, my Brandon." And I said, "Do you want us to pray for your family?" She grinned real big and said, "It's all right now." Over the weekend, they resolved it. The Lord took her message, her little simple message. She gave it to Jesus. He responded to it. He solved her problem, took care of the biggest problem a little 6-year-old girl could have. And He does the same for us. And we've come together this morning, and maybe we're carrying burdens. You know, we don't like for anyone to know that we've got a burden. We want them to think that we're tough and we can handle it all. But I tell you, we have some burdens we can't handle and we need some help with. I'm encouraging you this morning, if you've been carrying something, carry it to Jesus here this morning as we come together to prayer and give it to Him like Ashley gave her little note to Jesus, and He solved her problem. Thank God for one who is able to take care of our burdens and our needs. Take care of that little girl. And she's 17 years old now. She's still in love with Jesus. Amen. She still loves Him. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. They still have some struggles, but she is in love with Jesus. She cares for Him. And I want you to know Jesus is in love with you. He's in love with us. And He's saying, "Cast all your care on me, for I care for you. Bring your burdens to me. I want them. I want to help you. I want to walk with you. I want to lift your load. I want to bless your life. Bring it to Jesus." But He won't take it unless you bring it. You've got to offer it. He's not going to search you down and take it away from you. He wants you to bring it to Him. He only responds to our request. He does nothing forcefully. He only responds to our request. Our faith is the first act. In faith, we surrender our burden to Him. In power, He responds to our need. And we find what we need because He said, "Cast all your care upon me, for I care for you." Jesus, I pray that you would meet with us this morning. Lord, and we are human beings, so we do have problems. Lord, we have things that are too big for us to carry, too heavy for us to carry. Lord, we have things that we struggle with, but Lord, we're going to come together in prayer this morning. Lord, and we're going to bring it to you. And we're going to give it to you, Lord, this morning. And we are expecting you, Lord, to give us solutions. Give us resolve, Lord, for our burdens and our problems that we carry. Because you want to help us with our life. Lord, and as we come together for prayer, we do pray that you would work your miracles today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah.